All right, Eric Bergstrom here, and on the phone line I have Tony Mancia, general manager up at Island Resort and Casino, and they are hosting the 6th annual Island Resort Intercollegiate at Sage Run coming up Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 1st. So let's talk about this big thing coming up, the Island Resort and Casino hosting the 6th annual Intercollegiate at Sage Run. So 6 years in a row, how about that? And I'm sure you're getting excited for it.
You know, it's gone fast. Before, you know, this just got proposed to us, you know, 7 years ago, and here we are. We're doing a 6th one already.
Yeah, that is amazing. So I'm talking with Tony Mancia. Is that, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yep.
All right. So I'm talking with Tony here, and he's kind of in charge of things up there. So Tony's got a lot of things going on because this is going to take place over Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 1st. And it's at the award-winning Sage Run Golf Course up by the island there. It's going to be like the first opportunity to get the golf season going, right? First chance to see all these great golfers.
Yeah, this is the start of their 2026 NCAA season. So they have usually about four or five events in the fall and then the same amount in the spring. And so this is basically the first weekend of NCAA golf.
Very nice.
We're very honored to host an event this early in the season. Well, this early for them, this late for us.
Yeah, and a lot of great teams, too. I see Michigan State. So we got some local flair there. We've got South Dakota State hosting that. Miami of Ohio, Central Florida, West Virginia, St. Mary's, California, Illinois State. We've got a lot of great ones. UTEP, Ball State, Nebraska. And it says South Dakota hosts that. What does that mean exactly?
Well, a lot of these colleges host tournaments. They do it for both, I think, for their program to get the players tournaments, but also maybe for fundraising, I would assume. But South Dakota State also hosts one in Las Vegas. So it isn't necessarily on their campus at their home course. So they approached us about 7 years ago, and the coach at the time, Casey Van Dam, was from the UP, and he wanted to showcase UP golf, and he made us a proposal, and we really liked it, and we've been doing it ever since.
And it's a great way for, a great opportunity for people to go see some great golf. That's one thing, but also to see this amazing course too, right? It's such a great course in the area.
Yeah, it's free to go. We're building 9 more holes out there, so the parking lot has been expanded. And, you know, we have shuttles up to the top of the course, so you can see the whole thing from the top. And that's really, it's really nice. It's built on a ridge. But, you know, if you haven't played it, it's an opportunity to get out there and walk around and see what the course is about. And, you know, a lot of people do it every year, and it's real fun. And you get to see some really good golf. If you want to see someone hit it 320 off the tee, this is where you should come go.
I love that you're making the sight lines better for people, too. Like you were saying, they can see it from above. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's about 6 holes that play right up that ridge or down that ridge, and you can go right there and watch them off the tee. You can watch them coming into greens. There's a couple drivable par 4s there. There's a couple par 3s. So, yeah, there's a lot to see. If you're not into walking the whole thing, which a lot of people aren't, you can go right on the top and see some of the best holes right up on the top.
Absolutely. And if you're into golf courses and just how they are made or how the architects make those things, this is a cool one. I kind of did some research in it. They said that it was inspired by a golf course in Northern Ireland, hey?
Yeah, me and the architect played a course over there, and it was real rough and tumble. It's called Royal County Down. And it was built in the 1880s, and, you know, it's real natural. You know, the bunkers, they don't shave the edges. If you watch, like, a PGA Tour event, you see every bunker's perfectly manicured on the top, you know, like a rug. It's just pristine, right? But when you go overseas, they don't do that. They just let the shag on the top. You know, they mow the fairways, tees greens, but, you know, it's a rough and tumble. And we wanted a different look other than, you know, every other golf course in northern Michigan. We wanted something unique, and so this really has that flair.
And what a great thing. So you get to go see some great golf, and while you're up there, you can check out the Island Resort and Casino. They've got spas, they've got gaming tables, all kinds of fun things families can do up there. And best part, you said the golfing is free to go check out.
Yeah, just go to our website, islandresortandcasino.com. Go to the golf website, golf icon. It'll give you all the instructions you need. It'll show you how to get up here, the parking. You know, it's free to go in, and it'll give you the hours. They tee off early on the 31st, play 36 that day. So, you know, even if you come at 5 at night, you can still catch a couple hours of golf. And then it starts early Sunday morning, Monday morning on Labor Day on the 1st, and it's over by about 2:30, so it goes quick on Labor Day.
All right. Hey, Tony, I appreciate the time, and we look forward to this coming up soon, Labor Day weekend, August 31st through September 1st, Sage Run up at the Island Resort and Casino. So you have a great day, and I appreciate that, and have a great tournament, too.
Yep. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.